The cuts would eliminate 19,800 soldiers, most of whom are based at Schofield Barracks. Hawaii's Chamber of Commerce says between those soldiers and their families, as many as 50,000 people could leave Oahu. Chamber President and CEO Sherry Minor McNamara says that's a problem that comes with a big price tag.
From a dollar standpoint, it's estimated loss of income to Hawaii's economy of about $1.4 billion.
On its website, the chamber is urging residents to attend the listening sessions. For the past 2 months, they've been pushing the campaign Keep Hawaii's Heroes, where they've gathered about 30,000 signatures in support of Hawaii's army. Minor McNamara fears shops and stores around Oahu's bases could face drastic cuts in business if the army downsizes.
Their livelihood depends on the military support. They're, for obvious reasons, very concerned about the potential impact in their neighborhoods.
But not everybody sees the army reductions as a bad thing. For some, it opens the possibility for a different sort of economy.
You know, immediately the light bulb went on and bells started ringing. I said, don't fight these cuts. Look at the other side of this spectrum and see it as an opportunity.
That's retired Army Colonel Al Frenzel, who heads the group Oahu Council for Army Downsizing.
I'm not advocating for the Navy to depart or the Marines or the Air Force. I'm not even anti-military. This is actually good for the Army. It's good for their readiness. They need to be located in locations that they can afford and locations that can deploy from easily and locations that they can train on. And all three of those criteria, the Army doesn't fulfill on Oahu.
Frenzel also disputes the amount of money the Army brings into Oahu. Benefits such as large housing allowances disrupt the rental market.
But the impact of that is, especially the inflationary impact, is their housing allowance, which are very high, help to overly inflate rentals.
But Minor McNamara says any potential sales of housing are not worth the overall cost.
Although some opponents say that it will free up some housing, where is the money going to come from when there's going to be a huge economic impact?
The Army's first community listening session will take place tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Halekoa Hotel in Waikiki. The public can also testify at a second session at Lelehua High School in Wahiawa on Wednesday. Molly Solomon for HPR News.